Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the digital jungle. We all love being connected, right? Sharing our lives, getting updates, and feeling like we're always in the loop. But let's be real, sometimes it feels like the world is trying to steal our time and energy 24/7. Ever feel like you're constantly checking your phone, even when you know you should be doing something else? Or maybe you find yourself saying, yes, to things you really don't have time or energy for because you feel obligated to keep up with everyone else. That's what we're diving into today, setting healthy boundaries in a world that's constantly pushing us to be on. Because trust me, carving out those personal boundaries isn't about becoming a hermit. It's about taking back control of your time, energy, and sanity. Think of it like this. Imagine you're at a buffet. There are so many amazing things to try, but you wouldn't want to stuff yourself with everything on offer, right? You choose what nourishes you, what makes you happy, and leave the rest. It's the same with our digital lives. So, how do we set those boundaries? Let's break it down. First off, awareness is key. Start by tracking your time. How much of it are you actually spending online? Where does that time go? Are there certain apps or platforms that drain your energy more than others? Being honest with yourself about where your time goes is the first step to making a change. You know that feeling when you lose track of time scrolling through social media, and suddenly it's 2 a.m.? Next up, define your values. What's truly important to you? Spending quality time with loved ones? Nurturing your hobbies? Focusing on your personal growth? When you have a clear picture of what matters most, it becomes easier to say no to things that don't align with those values. You wouldn't want to spend your precious time doing something that doesn't light you up, right? Speaking of no, learn to say it gracefully but firmly. It's okay to decline invitations or requests if they don't serve your needs. Remember, you don't have to explain yourself endlessly. A simple, thank you for thinking of me, but I'm going to pass this time, is perfectly sufficient. Practice makes perfect. Time blocking is your new best friend. Instead of letting your day spiral out of control, schedule specific blocks of time for different activities, work, relaxation, social media, even checking emails. This creates structure and helps you stay focused on what matters most. It's like having a personal assistant who keeps you on track. Finally, unplug regularly. Schedule tech-free time each day. Go for a walk in nature. Read a book, or simply enjoy the quiet. Disconnect to reconnect with yourself, your loved ones, and the world around you. It's like hitting the refresh button on your life. Think about that time you were completely engrossed in a good book, and before you knew it, hours had flown by. That's what we want, moments of genuine connection, both with ourselves and others, without distractions. It's all about finding that sweet spot where technology enhances our lives, but doesn't control them. Now, let me share a quick story with you. My friend Sarah was constantly glued to her phone, checking emails, social media, even during dinner. She felt overwhelmed and exhausted, like she was always playing catch-up. But then she started implementing these boundaries. Dedicated work hours, tech-free evenings, and regular walks in nature. It wasn't easy at first, but within a few weeks, Sarah noticed a huge difference. She felt calmer, more focused, and had even more energy for the things she loved. She discovered that those moments of stillness weren't just about disconnecting from technology. They were about reconnecting with herself and her priorities. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being. It's about taking ownership of your time, energy, and attention, so you can live a more balanced and fulfilling life. So go out there, set those healthy boundaries, and reclaim your digital space. Remember, you're in control. I can't wait to hear your stories on how you're making these changes. Share them with me on social media or leave a review here. See you in the next episode, where we'll dive into another aspect of navigating this digital world. Until then, stay connected to yourself first and foremost.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.